Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to Message Delivery by Lisa Ann. You can't make this stuff up. Do you know what your superpowers are? Are you divinely guided to help yourself and others on your path? Tune in now as Lisa helps you learn to work with your own guardians, guides, and spirit team, bringing a little bit of humor to your journey and giving you a sense of peace, guidance, and inspiration from the other side. Your delivery is in. Here's your host, Lisa Ann.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. My name is Lisa Ann, and you are listening to Message Delivery. You can't make this stuff up. I am your host, and today we have a really cool show because we're going to do a live call-in show. If you have a question that you would like to ask, please give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. I did put out there that if you had a question and you weren't able to maybe physically call in, that you could email me. So I did get about 22 questions in. But I will always take the online callers first, and I'll definitely email the people back. So anyway, I just wanted to say hello, and it is a full moon. It's October 1st, and we've got a second full moon. And if you see smoke wafting in, that's my sage going, just because it helps to clear the energy in between calls and also from the readings that I do for the individual people. So along with the full moon, just know that you could actually go out, and I know the new moon and the full moon are great times to manifest. So it's not a bad time if you do crystals. It's a great time. Put your crystals out in the moonlight and let them recharge overnight. Obviously, be cautious as far as, you know, so that they don't get stepped on or in rain or other inclement weather. But it's a great time to just recharge. It does everything all at once. So if you get your crystals, just put it out in the moonlight, put it out there in a tray or something, and they'll be recharged. The next full moon is actually October 31st, which is Halloween. So it's going to be pretty cool there. But anyway, I just wanted to let you know that it's some really crazy energy out there right now. I've heard a lot of my friends say things about the energy, and just be aware that it's just the full moon energy. I mean, if nurses and police officers comment about how weird the energy is during a full moon, you know beyond a shadow of a doubt it has some relevance. So before we get started, I just want to put out there that, again, if you want to call in this afternoon, you can call into the show at 1-800-930-2819. I'm going to be answering one question per person. If you are interested, though, in getting a personal reading from me, though, feel free to reach out to me at angelmessagestoyou.com. That's angelmessages2u.com. And I'm so grateful for all of the feedback and all of the reading requests that I've been getting from this show. And I'm just truly grateful. And I can't thank you all enough for your patronage. And I'm trying to get back to everybody. So I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. So as we do at the beginning of every show, though, we go ahead and we pull a card of the day. So we're going to go ahead and pull a card real quick before we get started. And okay, what we have is, this is a picture, and I don't know if you could see it, of owls and birds. So what this actually reflects is, and what I'm getting from this, is that there is some jabber, some gossip, fast traveling news. It could be good, it could be a little uncomfortable, but something's going on in your life where news will travel fast. So just know that whatever is being put out there, it's definitely going to come up very quickly, and you may be the receiver of the information, but you also may be the deliverer. And just be wise, as long as you got the facts and figures, so that you don't hurt anybody's feelings. But that's what this card says, that there is going to be some fast traveling news. So anyway, what we're going to do now is just go ahead and let me just explain a little how this is going to work. I am a medium, psychic, intuitive, channeler, and I get messages from spirit. So I hear things, I see things. I will have clairsentience, clairknowing. And I know we went over some of the clairs in a prior show, but basically this is just so that, you know, you get a chance to, if I'm looking off to the right, for some reason, that's where I tend to look to get information. So if I'm looking off to the right, I don't have somebody with cue cards over here giving me information. Spirits and my messages seem to come in from the right side of my brain, which is the creative side. So I'm not creating this content. It's just where I tend to look. So if you see me looking off to the right, also, if you see me closing my eyes, I am closing my eyes to the visual stimulus so that I can actually see in my mind's eye and my third eye what the message is. I get messages audio, audibly as well as visually, and a clairsentience as well, as like I just told you. So I've noticed that a lot of the messages I get are actually metaphorically. So I just want to tell you that if I'm telling you I'm seeing handlebars and they're wobbling all over, that's going to mean something to you. It won't mean anything to me. I am just the mailman. My job is to deliver the messages to you, good, bad, or indifferent. And that way you get a chance to receive the information, interpret it however you want. So again, I will tell you the messages. So if it seems a little off, it doesn't make sense to maybe a listener, that's why. It's not meant for you, but it will mean the right message for the right person. I do have three sets of cards here. So depending on what spirit asks me to do, I may end up just channeling the information and getting it and then intuitively telling you. They may ask me to pull cards because there may be a very specific picture in the cards that will be for your highest and best, or for the people that have emailed me, it's for their highest and best. For those people that did email me in, again, I want to say thank you so much. I'm very grateful. And you know, if there's a question about you want to go further with it, just feel free to give me a call or reach out to me, and I'll go through that a little bit more in depth when we have a little bit more time. I want to truly get to as many people as I can today. So anyway, all right, so are we ready? So let's go ahead and get going. So I always open with an opening prayer and just say to my, all of my guardians, guides, angels, loved ones, ascended masters, I welcome you to help me today to deliver messages for the highest and best of the people that are asking them. I ask that you please hold space. So all of these things, thank you. Okay, I am getting very warm all of a sudden. So somebody's coming in and I'm smelling cigar smoke. So I don't know where this person applies, but it's I've smelled the cigar smoke before, but I have no idea where. So, okay, so the first person that we've got is Kelly Z from Columbus, Ohio. And I do want to point out, I'm not going to say anybody's last names. I know friends and family are listening to the show. I don't want to embarrass anybody, so I will keep it as brief as possible. And I've also tried to condense down some of the questions, so that way we don't take up a lot of time with very long, lengthy explanations. So the first question that we have is from Kelly Z in Columbus, Ohio. Kelly's question is, money has been tight with my husband's layoff. Can they give any advice for him or when a job might be coming up? So, okay, so let's go ahead and think about that. Okay, what I'm getting from what I'm being told right now is that there's somebody that he has met, and I'm seeing a handshake. There's somebody that he has met that he shook hands with that is remembering him and the conversation. Something about that has made an impression on them. They're going to actually be getting in touch with him. I'm hearing something about a Starbucks and a coffee shop, someplace close to your neighborhood. And that's what they're telling me, is that I'm seeing him actually sitting down with a computer, a laptop, a tablet or something. And he just happens to be kind of in the right place at the right time, because I hear him. He's listening to somebody there. And I think that's what precedes him going up and introducing himself, where he could actually do a handshake. Of course, I would suggest, you know, obviously it's getting a little bit cooler in some areas, so just be aware that, you know, have him obviously dressed light nicely, but hopefully that is a good head start for him. But there is somebody that's going to pay attention to him. And again, it starts with overhearing something at a Starbucks or some type of a coffee shop in your area and a handshake. So anyway, good luck to your husband. Okay, we're going to take another one. We have Jerry C. from North Lake, Illinois. It states, feeling frustrated. Can you tell me about my business? What do I need to know? Am I still in the right line of work? So, and I did notice that there's quite a few questions about jobs and work, and I completely understand that with the COVID stuff going on. It's a completely and most legitimate question. So let's, I'm being told to actually pull a couple of cards here. So if you see me looking down, it's because I'm looking at the cards. Okay. There's, I'm getting that there's actually some, there's a ship that's coming in for you. They're showing me that you're on a new journey. It's uncharted. This particular card, and I'll just show it to you just for quick reference sake. This card is a card that's actually above the clouds. So it's something that's fast moving with without a lot of obstacles in the way. Let's see what else they're saying. You are in the right line of work. There's a spark of ingenuity that's going to open up something that people need right now, something that is necessary for the line of work that you're in that you didn't even think about, but that will serve you right now in the business side of it. Let's see, there's something else they want me to tell you. Hold on. Let's take a look here. Yep, and they're telling you that you need to nurture this. It's not something that's going to happen, and this is the card that they're showing me here. This is not something that's going to happen. It's going to take a little bit of watching over, and they're showing actually like eggs where you would have to actually kind of sit on them and let them grow, etc. But there's definitely something, you're working in uncharted territories, something that you've never done, but it will be fast paced, but it's something that you need to kind of move along in slow, decent pace. But it's going to be a good fit for you. But again, it's something that has to do with something you've not done before that you're not aware that you need, but it's going to be like, oh, wow. Like it's going to be this spark and you're going to something that nobody's thought of, but that's going to be a complete benefit for you. Somebody else is doing something similar to this, but it's not exact. So just be aware of that information, that it's not exact what they're doing, but what yours is going to be a much better fit. They're saying stand tall. You are going to be fantastic at it. Okay. Yeah. No, they're saying you're going to do okay. But it's something different that nobody else has done and you're just going to put a new spin on it. So anyway, good luck to you. And I hope it comes along well for you and you find out very soon. And I am hearing something that comes in after Christmas. I'm seeing January, but it's like the beginning of January, something that happens right after Christmas. So anyway, thank you very much, Jerry from Illinois, for getting back in touch with me. So let's go on to our next question. We have Karen C. from Oakland, New York. And Karen's question is, can spirit or my angels tell me about moving south? We are considering relocating, but it's a big undertaking for us right now. Okay, Karen, let's see what they have to say here. They're showing me that there's going to be two windows of time. So there's going to be one window of time that you can actually get involved and get going if you want to. it's going to happen. Sometimes that is actually, they're showing me that you'll have an opportunity to take this towards the end of October. And if you don't, then it's going to have to be, they're telling me that the big push for you will be in February, something about cabin fever. You're going to be like, I am done. I need to go. And I know any of us that have ever lived up north know all about cabin fever, where you're going, oh, no, 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 no. I'm done. So you're going to have an opportunity in October, but that may be really rushed for you, which is what they're saying. But if you want to, they're saying February or March, depending on how far south you want to go. They're showing me. Yeah, there's going to be a deal that will come about for you towards the end of October if you're ready and you feel confident, but you may not. They're telling me that you may not want to do something. They're showing a Christmas tree, so something about interrupting your Christmas by the time you take care of everything. So hold on one second. They're asking me to pull a card for you. Okay, they're actually showing me this card here for you. And what they're pointing out in this card specifically for you is that you're going to, they want you to take, they're showing me the mask, basically, that you're not going to be doing any acrobats. It's like they want you to be real about what it is that you're looking for. They want you to think, take some time. Yeah, they want you to take some time and actually think about, it's not just moving south. It's what do you want your life to look like once you move? Does it, you know, when it's just you and all the boxes are put away, does it serve you for what you are wanting to accomplish? And they're telling me to tell you to please step into that a little bit more and actually think. They're showing me jumping ahead. You need to jump ahead a year in advance and then decide, picture yourself where you want to go. What does it look like? Where are you doing your work? What does, when all the dust is settled, what does it look like for you? So I think that will be a good idea for you just to kind of think a little bit more, but you are going to have an opportunity towards the end of October and then sometime around February, and they keep saying cabin fever. So, and that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. And they're showing me again, this card here is they're saying goblins sometime around Thanksgiving. So I'm sorry, Thanksgiving. Wow. How about Halloween? So it just might be a little bit too rushed considering that we're already into Halloween. So anyway, all right. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to come back. We've got a bunch more questions, but we're going to take a quick break. And again, if you are interested in calling in, you can call in at 1-800-930-2819, and this is a live call-in show. I will be happy to answer your question online. If not, I'm going to work on answering some of the questions. I know the time frame is a little off for people that are at work still, but I do want to say thank you. But you're listening to Message Delivery. You can't make this stuff up. And I'm your host, Lisa Ann, and we'll be right back.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Have you ever wondered what your pets think about? Do you know what your pets are saying to you? Dr. Monica will be your pet's translator to help you understand what your pets are trying to communicate to you. Enhance the bond with your furry friends on Pets Talk with pet communicator Dr. Monica each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Dr. Monica, visit PetCommunicator.com.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at jenniferbloom.com.
Message delivery by Lisa Ann. You can't make this stuff up. Tune in every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Message delivery is an inspirational show about the journey to enlightenment and spirituality. For more information or your own personal message delivery, visit angelmessagestoyou.com. That's angelmessages, the number two, the letter U.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine? Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams and learn business strategies that work for you for real lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.divinelydrivenresults.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. You are listening to Message Delivered. You can't make this stuff up. I'm your host, Lisa Ann, and we are doing a live call-in show today. I've had multiple people that have actually emailed me because of their time constraints. But if you are interested in doing a call, we'll try to bump you to the head of the line because you're actually on the phone. It's 1-800-930-2819. But if you have a question that you would like to ask the angels, I'd be very happy to be the messenger for you. So we are able to answer a couple of calls before our break. But if you are interested in getting your own personal reading, you can reach out to me at angelmessagestoyou.com. That's angelmessages, the number two, the letter U.com. And you can also reach me at 919-744-9691. And that is my work line. And I would be very happy to schedule something for you. And I'll just work you into the schedule. So anyway, I'm going through some of the calls some of the emails that we had that had came in. So our next question that we had was Chris H. from Layton, Utah. And his question is, what can the angels tell me about my son and his path forward? So let me just get they're showing me him playing basketball. He's playing a lot. They're actually saying something about coaching him and playing basketball and coaching. Okay, now they're actually showing me him juggling two of them. I see him throwing them back and forth. So metaphorically, that kind of tells me that he has an opportunity to juggle two things, and the two things are similar, and that's what they want me to also tell you. They're asking me to pull a couple of cards for you. Okay, so this first one that they're actually showing me is balancing act. There is something that, and that would go along with the two basketballs back and forth. There is something that he can balance, but he needs to get out there. He's got a business sense to him. That's what they're telling me right now. They're telling me that he's a little lax in the self-esteem side. There's something about he's not, they're saying his journey forward. Hold on. They're saying that his journey forward is not as clear cut in his own mind. That he needs to, he's got ideas. They're telling me that he's got ideas and they haven't, he gets them and then he kind of goes, eh. But part of which is the sports side. He may actually run into something. In the long run though, I'm going to tell you that I see good things. He needs to do some house cleaning. So he needs to shift some of his priorities, which we could all say that about most of our kids anyway, right? They're saying that there's a journey forward for him. It's not going to be as clear cut as what most of us want, which I can attest to that. But it's stepping stones that get him to where he is wanting to go. But he doesn't, they're telling me that he doesn't know exactly what this is yet. But something is a stepping stone, like a lily pad, for something else. So just kind of keep that in mind. They're saying something about bed and breakfast. So I guess he needs to get out of bed and maybe get some breakfast a little bit sooner than maybe 10 or 11 o'clock. But he needs to do some house cleaning, get some things going forward, and start making that effort. So just kind of keep that in mind. But Chris, I do want to say thank you very much for the opportunity to answer your question. So we're on to our next question. Quinn R. from Charleston, South Carolina. It says, my boyfriend and I have been together for 4 years now, but I feel disconnected from him lately. Is there any help from Spirit as to what is going on or how I can help the connection? Okay, let's see. Wow, they're talking a lot on this one. They're telling me that it's not you. They're showing me a tape loop, like the same things going over and over and over in his head. Something is going on where he feels that it's the same stuff over and over, and he's not getting ahead, and therefore he can't seem to get out of that routine. That's what they're saying. It's not you. He is disconnected because they're showing me like he's on autopilot, but his brain is actually thinking about all these other things that are going on and what can he do and how does he move ahead and what does that mean for your relationship going forward as well. So what can she do to help him? They're saying be patient with him. The space that he's feeling like he's giving you right now is temporary. They're saying that actually the upcoming holidays are going to kind of shuffle things up a little bit more. So there will be a reconnection with a new pathway going forward, they said. They're having me pull a card here, and this is actually a good reflection of where he's at right now. It's somebody just sitting there kind of staring off into la la land while something is going on. They're not aware that time is passing by. They're waiting for a phone call. The dog is even asleep because nothing's going on. And that's kind of going along with what you're saying there. This is also showing a full moon. It might be a good time for him to kind of get clear on what it is that he does want and utilize the full moon to go ahead and put his desires out there and send it off to the universe and think positive thoughts about it. I don't see any fighting or anything between you all. I just see that he's reassessing some things. So just kind of be aware of that process that he's going through. And we've all been there and done that. So I wouldn't worry too much about that. Is there anything else? Yep. Okay. They're actually also telling me to please listen to him, to maybe ask questions, evoke that conversation that gives him an opportunity to voice without criticism. He doesn't want to let you down. So I hope that helps. If you want to dive a little bit more into that, you can certainly contact me after on my website and we can jump into it a little bit further. But I do see that he's going to be fine. It's kind of a rough time for a lot of people. People are a little distant, just trying to reassess. So just know that it's not you. So, but again, thank you so much, Quinn, for allowing me to answer your question. And our next one is Chris K. from Cape Coral, Florida. She said, my father-in-law passed away last year, and what are his thoughts on the family dynamics and bringing the family back together again? Okay. Okay, the first thing that I'm hearing is hurtful words serve no one, but continue to be a wedge. And I'm actually showing like a stake, like a railroad tie stake. That's what it looks like to me. And I'm showing that what's on the floor as a rug, that somebody keeps pulling the rug up and bringing whatever's under the rug or below the rug, they're bringing it back out again. I'm hearing the words transform the truth. Everybody needs to fight their own battles. If they don't belong to you, then they need to be left alone. All right, so let me just see if I can pull some additional cards here. Okay. All right, let me see if there's something else. I'm hearing the words, tend to your own garden. Something about it's not, you don't have to worry about what somebody else is doing in their garden, how they're, something about, I'm seeing a person that's going over trying to tell somebody else how to do their garden, and they're being shushed, like somebody's got a broom going, go away, this is not your garden to worry about. You need to go back to your own garden. And even though your garden looks amazing, they're showing me that you need to stay out of other people's gardens and let them deal with that. You need to let them deal with what's going on in their garden. And if they don't tend to their own garden, then they don't eat the fruits of their garden. And it's not your job to work with the garden of other people. So, okay, hold on. Let me see what else we've got here. Okay. All right. So the first card that I got, slow and steady. So this is not something that's going to, just like a garden, we can all plant seeds and we can all put our intentions out there, but nothing grows overnight. And we don't go out to the garden and then pull the seeds up and the dirt up to see if it's growing or not. You need to leave it alone. Make sure that you're giving it positive sunshine, positive light, and not worry about it. And then new fruit, which I'm assuming would be new energy. That's what I'm being shown. And the other card is, this is a card of intuition. So this one is basically showing me that you know what needs to be done in your own mind, and you're getting messages, but I'm being shown the part of this man is that he's got a scowl on his face, and the scowl is that you're ignoring what you know is the right thing to do. So that, I think, needs to be taken into account. But if you can see all of the swirling in the head, there's messages coming in. But again, it's really coming to me about the garden, that everybody needs to tend to their own gardens and worry about their own. And if somebody has a problem with what's going on in their garden, then they need to. But I'm showing I'm being shown Thanksgiving, of everybody bringing their fruit and vegetables from their own garden. They're bringing it to the table. So community, that's what I'm being shown, as community. But everybody has to bring their own. So, and if you don't bring your own fruits and vegetables, you don't get to eat. So anyway, I hope that is helpful to you, Chris, and thank you for the opportunity. I am very grateful. Okay, the next question that we have is Paige B. from Lehigh Acres, Florida. And it says, my grandmother passed away 6 years ago last month. I recently got a tattoo to honor her and could almost tangibly feel her. Does she have an opinion on it? Okay, I'm actually seeing somebody laying on a tattoo table, and her standing there holding a hand. So I am getting the impression that she was there. Okay, what else can you tell me, please? I'm hearing that she's honored that you would put a mark on yourself. She's just happy that you can feel her energy. Something about glazed over. I'm hearing the words, I don't need the proof. But every time you will look at this, she is there with you. And I'm hearing in times of strife, if you just touch it, that she will connect with you even more. She's showing me that while you were doing it, she was almost like touching your head, like petting your head, like it's okay. And she's saying you didn't have to do it. But she's saying, I'm hearing the word, it's beautiful. So thank you for the honor. All right, let's see if there's something else that she can tell me here. Card. Okay, this card is showing me, and I'll show you this card right here. This card is actually showing that it's kind of like a Pandora's box, and she says, oh, she's getting more. So I don't know if that's already been on your list of things to do, but it sounds like you're going to be getting a few more tattoos. There's something about the honor that you feel from doing it for the memory, and it makes sense to you. But you're opening, this card is basically showing me that you're opening up a can of new ideas and excitement, and you can't wait to do it again. But each one of these, She holds you. She loves you. She's showing you the crown here and the jewel. And this is something that is very, very important to you to remember her by. And every one of these, she's showing me that every one of these is glowing and there's love. She said it. The markings aren't necessary unless you feel the need to do it, but she appreciates the honor that you have given her, and she feels like a queen, and that's why she's showing me the crown here. So, yeah. Yep, tattoos can be definitely addicting, and once you get one, you may want another one, and if it resonates with you, obviously, but she, yeah, she's... She's telling me that she's smiling and she thanks you. Yeah. Yep. Okay. So thank you very much for that opportunity, Paige. Okay, we're going to do one more call before we take another commercial break. And we've got Katie F. from the United Kingdom. Hi, Katie. There's a gentleman that I fancy. I love how they talk. There's a gentleman that I fancy. He has texted me a bit here and there, but not being able to go for walks and visit. Will he still find me of interest once all of this pandemic is over? Help. Okay, so let's take a look at what can you tell me? Oh, okay, there's a couple of things that just popped out right there. Yeah, he's definitely thinking about you. There's some connection. There is a string that is attached, and there's a gentleman in I don't even know what the statue is, but the thinker, if anybody does anything like that. He's definitely thinking about you. I think if somebody is interested, obviously, and this is just a personal thing, obviously, if he's interested, you know, he has to wait because it's for your well-being, but he respects that. So let's see what else he can tell me. What else can you tell me about this? Oh, there we go. And here he is. He is thinking about you. I can't make this stuff up. He is thinking about you. He is looking out a window. He's thinking about you. When can he actually go outside? And he's actually holding a rose. So absolutely, Katie, he is looking forward to getting with you. But obviously, you know, nobody can do anything until, you know, the pandemic situation is a little bit more over. But yeah, he's very much interested. There's just limited things that he can do. So, all right, let's see. There was another one that just popped out. Ah, see, look, unexpected visitors. Can't make this stuff up. He is going to, when he can, he's going to come out and show up at your place unexpectedly and just say, hey, are you available? Maybe we could go for a walk in the park or something. I know when the weather is decent for you there in the United Kingdom and it's an opportunity, but yeah, I mean, and you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I'm hearing you like going, oh my gosh, I didn't fix my hair or something like that. But regardless, he is very much into you and he is looking forward to getting together, obviously, as soon as, you know, your limitations and restrictions in your area for the pandemic is lifted. So, but we are going to take a quick commercial break. We will be right back. My name is Lisa Ann, and you are listening to Message Delivery. You can't make this stuff up. We'll be right back.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, You'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
I have had such a good time on Tales from the Merworld Radio. It has been an opportunity for me to expand myself so dramatically and become much braver in my voice to speak about the things that I'm passionate about that are a little bit out there. Your staff is amazing. Olivia is amazing. Jessica, everybody. Anytime I need anything, they show up right away. So thank you for having such an amazing team that is allowing me this platform to do what Spirit wants me to do.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. You are listening to Message Delivery. You can't make this stuff up. I'm your host, Lisa Ann. And today is a live call-in show. If you would like to ask a question, I'm here and I'd be happy to answer it. You can call us at 1-800-930-2819. In the meantime, though, I have had a bunch of people that have contacted me with email questions, and I don't know that I'm going to be able to get back to everybody, but I promise, at least not on the show, but I promise I will get back to you. And I do want you to know I'm very grateful for all of the bookings and everybody getting in touch with me and scheduling things, and I am truly grateful. If you yourself are interested in a longer reading, feel free to reach out to me at angelmessages2u.com. That's angelmessages, the number two, the letter u.com. Or you can reach me at 919-744-9691. So right now, we're going to get back to our questions. We are up to our next question, and it's Tammy R. from Columbus, Ohio. And it says, my heart is broken since we lost our family dog, Scout, 2 months ago. Can you tell me if he is with my dad or not, and is he okay? Okay. I am seeing a, excuse me, German Shepherd. It looks like a German, and maybe it's a Husky, but it looks like it's a German Shepherd. I am seeing a tail wagging a lot, and there's a gentleman. The gentleman, where he's got hunched over a little bit, a light blue shirt. It's got cap sleeves, button down. It kind of has the pants that are pulled up a little bit too high on his waist with the belt. And I'm being shown the okay sign. And the dog, I'm assuming this is Scout, is just sitting there next to him, and the tail's just wag, 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 wag. I am thinking Scout is definitely doing good. It's always sad when the Rainbow Bridge comes to collect our pets because they are a part of our families too. So, yep. And here is the cross that's also showing that doing fine. Absolutely. He is happy. And I'm seeing a puppy in your future. It looks like a black or a chocolate lab. I'm seeing a bow on it. So I don't know if there's a birthday or Christmas that's coming up that you're going to actually be replacing. Yep, and here is a stork card. So I think this puppy is getting ready to be born right now, and he will be ready to be picked up by you all, or maybe somebody's thinking of giving you a gift. I mean, usually you need about 8 weeks, 8 to 9 weeks or so before you can get a brand new puppy, which would, that would actually fall right in line. So yes, but Scout is definitely doing good. I am so happy. Thank you. I'm hearing I don't even need a leash up here. That's sweet. Aw. I think you said it's your dad, the gentleman with a blue shirt on. He's like throwing a tennis ball or something. Yeah, things are going great. I mean, everybody's happy. So just know that Scout is doing well and you're getting a new puppy, but you didn't hear that from me. So anyway, so we're going to go on to our next question. Stacy S. from Parma, Ohio. It says, I have been seeing signs, but I don't know if they're from my father or my uncle James. Can they tell me if the box with the book, who is that from? Okay, well, first of all, I want to thank you for the cryptic message, because sometimes, you know, people will tell a lot of extra details, and that doesn't, you know, we want to get as much authentic information and not be led. So let's see. The box with the book. Tell me about the box with the book. Okay. I'm hearing that the box with the book has something to do with your Uncle James, not your father. Okay. And I'm also being shown this card here. And this is a card of trying to break out of a glass ceiling, trying to get different areas. So there's something in that book. There's some type of a message in that book that I think your Uncle James maybe wants you to know about or resonate with you. So I don't know what the book is about. If you would like to get in touch with me after the show, I would be very happy to do that and go over, but I'm getting from that it was a breath of fresh air for him, but it led to, I'm hearing the word new discoveries. What else can you tell me? Okay, I'm being shown, it's actually towards the back of the book, like 3/4 of the way through. There's something about that section of the book. I'm hearing prized possession. What else? There's some type of a note in the margin. They're showing me a note in the margin. Yeah, so I think you've got a super secret note, but it's definitely from your Uncle James. And it had something to do with his path going forward. It was some type of a breath of fresh air for him. So, okay, so let's go on to the next one. All right, so our next question is, let me put this other card back in here. Sandy M. from Englewood, Florida. My boyfriend and I just split up because I think he's still hung up on his ex-wife. Can they tell me if I'm better off without him, or should I stick it out until he is over her? My heart hurts a lot. I do understand. I am so sorry, Sandy. Let's see. I'm being told to find some cards for you, so hold on. Oh, where did we get here? Oh, this is not good. Snake. I think that's pretty descriptive of where he may be at, that, you know, if he is still hung up on his ex, that there is something that's going on. Snakes characteristically slither. They're very quiet. They don't necessarily make a lot of noise. So he may be trying to reach out to his ex-wife. And that would undermine the integrity of your relationship. It may be, all right, let's see. Got to keep opinions out. Just hear what spirit has to say. Okay. They're actually saying that it's almost, I'm hearing the words along with this card. This is you flying above the maze. Instead of being in that kind of a relationship where you are not knowing which way you're going and if you have to turn left or if you have to turn right, to get out from that energy, fly above it, and just stay out of it, because along, if you're dealing with somebody that's a snake that can't seem to get over his ex, then by all means, you want to rise above it. And if you notice, well, I don't know that you can see it specifically here, but it's a horse that has wings and you're flying. And even there's rainbow connotations, flying in the clouds. I think that's just indicative of where this gentleman is at. I'm hearing he's got a lot of growing up to do. I'm hearing hurts from his past. Childhood wounding is what I'm hearing that he needs to address and deal with. I'm thinking right now it might be better that you just get some space in between you. And when he's ready, if he does decide to come back, obviously, then, I'm thinking that, oh, wow, we are out of time. Holy cow. I am so sorry, everybody. Thank you so much. I did not realize that flew by so quickly. We will definitely be doing this again soon. I just want to say thank you, though. Thank you for watching Message Delivery. You can't make this stuff up. I am your host, Lisa Ann. Wow, that went by quick. Thank you again. Have an amazing day.